The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey guys, awesome episode. Before we get into it, Friday night, the night this podcast comes out, I'm doing a show at Stumble Inn on 76th and 2nd in New York City. I need people to come to that. So if you are listening to this and can come to that show, 7:30 at Stumble Inn, 76th and 2nd, I'd love to see you there. This episode is awesome. We talk about shaving bushes and setting up your bachelor pad, and we get into some great hypotheticals and news stories. So check it out, support, and please subscribe on iTunes.
Check in and subscribe to your favorite show on ComedyVoices.com. Powered by digital media, find your voice. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way in bringing you one laugh after another on ComedyVoices.com. A digital media production.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I start out every episode with a thank you. I want to thank you again. I keep getting people sending me Snapchats of them listening to the podcast, and boy, does it feather my nuts when I get a picture or a video of you listening with friends in the car, on your car trips, on the way to the gym, on the treadmill, in class. I get people listening, which is good, insane, I guess, as long as you're passing. I'm surprised, not because I don't think this is a great show. I do love doing this show. I'm surprised because, you know, I love doing it. So it's cool that you guys love listening. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep spreading the word to friends and family and sorority sisters and fraternity brothers. That really helps us out. And the most helpful thing is when you get them subscribed on iTunes. Please, if you're not, I know some of you listen on different platforms and, you know, on SoundCloud and, you know, all these other things. What helps this podcast get from you guys, keep going, and bigger guests and bigger names and more times a week is for you to go on iTunes and subscribe. So if you can go do that now, just press pause, go tickle my nuts on iTunes, and press that subscribe button and get one friend to join as well. I love doing this. We have great guests every week, and keep sending me those Snapchats. JTrain56 on Snapchat. I love that you guys are listening. I'm very excited about today's guest. He's so funny, so great. I just did his podcast. Mike Fenoya, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, brother, what's up?
Awesome to have you.
Great to be here, dude.
Mike has an awesome podcast called The Jamcast that's also on Stand Up New York Labs. You can go find that on ComedyVoices.com. Go to ComedyVoices.com. You can see all the great podcasts that they put together here. But Mike Fenoya is an awesome comic, so funny.
Thank you, brother.
Go find him on Twitter, at Mike Fenoya. His podcast is called The Jamcast. They have a Twitter called at JamcastPod. It's every Friday at noon. So listen, I've said this before. You don't know a lot of the people that I bring on here. I only bring on people that I like, that are funny, that you'll like. So this is an endorsement. So what you do is you add this to your podcast, you know, library.
Your repertoire, if you will.
There you go.
And next Friday, they'll be able to hear you and me talk about
how much you love hippies. Love hippies, yeah.
Dude, you guys don't realize Jared got barefoot. He made me take ecstasy.
Yeah, it was
he
crazy.
He blew sage into my face. This kid's a real fucking hippie.
So all of you go follow and support Mike Fenoya at Mike, MikeFinoia on Twitter, MikeFinoya.com. He's going to be at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island this weekend. So this comes out on a Friday.
Yep.
You guys can go check him out in Rhode Island if you're in the area. Awesome comic. And this is kind of, I'll tell a quick story.
Shoot.
And we haven't talked about this. We met recently. You came, I do a show sometimes at Caroline's.
Right.
And we'd seen each other around.
Yeah.
But then I got an email, hey, do you mind if Mike does, you know, 5 minutes, you were preparing for something.
Yeah, I was getting ready for my Montreal audition.
There you go. And you got, did you get it?
No, I didn't.
But it was, okay, yeah. Sorry to bring that.
No, it's cool.
No,
thanks.
But you.
I'm going to leave now.
But it was a great set.
Thank you.
And I remember I had met you and I kind of went and looked you up and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let him go on. And I think a lot of times in life, and a lot of, we do this, and this is such like a fraternity guy thing.
Yeah.
Is someone will be like, mention a name and you'll immediately go into what I call FTG mode. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Dude, my friend, doesn't matter. He could be the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, totally, dude.
And you're just like, fuck that guy.
You want to know what's amazing? Is all my best friends that I didn't grow up with, all my friends now that like I met in college and after college, all said when they initially met me, they thought I was the biggest piece of shit. Like I was the angriest dickhead. And now like once they got to know me.
Totally. And there's so many times in life where we're just like, and I remember I got the email like, hey, do you mind if this guy does 5 minutes?
And
I'm like,
fuck, man.
Fuck, I got a show already. And then I looked you up. I was like, yeah, why not?
Totally.
I took a half a second to be like, stop being a dick.
Yep, absolutely.
I was like, yeah, of course. And then you came and you're like, thanks so much. And I was like, of course, man.
No,
like,
dude, that was super cool.
You know, but it's like, it's the dumb, 5 minutes? Who cares?
Yeah, and then you did my show at the Stand.
I did your show.
And that was a blast. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm just saying, like, these things, if you take a second, and I know a lot of us do this, and this is an advice driven podcast. And I think this is like a story that kind of represents a thing that I try to do in my everyday life where I'm like, just take a minute and breathe on it and don't be a dick.
Jared, when I was young, I learned a thing called SOX, and it was situation, options, consequences, and solutions.
Please explain that.
It's basically like when you, in life, we have choices that we need to make and each one has a situation we're trying to solve. So it's like, all right, do I fucking, you know, do I put the moves on this chick?
Okay.
What are the options? I either do or I don't. She says no. She may say yes, whatever. What are the consequences if I go for it and she says no? Am I going to be fucking like heartbroken, devastated?
Yeah.
Like, or am I going to just bounce back? And, you know, and you think about it and then it's like, so what's the solution I'm going to go with? So it kind of was like a quick little decision-making thing that I learned real young from from a football coach.
Totally.
Because a lot of kids were getting in trouble for real dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like throwing rocks and through
windows.
And what it
does, but what it does is slow it down for you.
It really breaks it down.
It made
me personally realize, because I'm a angry Italian. Like I'm an instinctive. I instantly hate everybody.
You're an FTG, man.
I'm an FTG, dude.
Yeah.
For real.
My friends call
me like the bulldog because I like sniff people out and piss on their foot. And then I'm like, all right, you can come in.
Yeah.
But if you fuck with me, I'll eat you. Like,
but that method could work for any question we get here on the podcast.
Anything at all.
So explain it. Socks.
So situation, options, consequences, and solutions. SOCS.
So let's go to the first email. You ready?
Let's do it.
Mike, this is great. I can't wait to use this on this episode. This is a great thing,
socks.
Okay? Because we are here to learn. Also, you can send your emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're every Tuesday and Friday now. This is a Friday episode. We're here with Mike Fenoia, at Mike Fenoia on Twitter. It's going to be at the Rhode Island Comedy Connection. Go check them out this weekend. The dates this weekend are the 22nd and 3rd. Is that what it is?
Yes.
22nd and 3rd. So
22 and 3.
Also,
and you know what? Hey, snowstorm, winter storm Jonas, which what a sissy name for a fucking storm.
Is it called Jonas?
Jonas.
Of course. And now everyone in the South right now listening is like, yeah, right. You fucking pussy Northeasterns call it Jonas. You
guys,
what are you afraid of, Jonas?
Yeah, they got like tropical depression Jebediah.
they got real fucking act of God shit.
Hurricane Tracy's in their lives.
We have Jonas coming to drop a load on
it's
us.
Like winter racist Keith.
Let's go to the emails. Bush, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Woo! Dear sexy boyfriend in my head train. Oh, it's from a lady.
Nice.
I recently hooked up with a 687. So we have a rating method here on the podcast. Guys or girls can use it. Face, body, personality. It's the area code method.
Okay.
So it's a 6 face, 8 body, 7 personality.
Okay.
I was drunk and not prepared. By that, I mean my pussy hasn't seen the light of day since late August. That's an aggressive line from a female.
Yeah, I like this chick.
If I heard that live, I'd be like, ah, my penis just went inside of me.
Yeah, really.
Was not expecting the date to go well or get myself banged out.
Damn.
Oh my God.
I hope this chick lives in Providence.
I'll get to it. My pussy was hairy, and so were my legs.
Oh.
How awful was this? Do guys really care? Thoughts. Love, Jess. P.S. I don't mind dick pics. Snapchat. Jess be notorious. Okay.
Only if she's 18 years old.
She is.
Oh my God.
I've been sent Snapchats from her before, but Jess being notorious on all platforms. What do you think?
Well,
what do you think about a female with a bush?
I know it's retro and cool and hip now.
Yeah.
But I grew up in the era of like pre-shaving your puss bush.
So, like, this is kind of like your PTSD. It brings you back to a harder time.
This is like the VH1 talking head shows of pussy. Like, I don't need hair. When I was in...
You've been there. You've done this.
Dude, I did a tour or two.
Yeah.
One time, I have a similar circumstance. I feel bad for this 687 that had to deal with her.
Sure.
Because one time after a track meet...
Okay.
I went back.
My God.
Yeah. I played baseball. This chick was a track runner or whatever.
Okay.
She's like, come back to my house after or whatever. I go there.
You could already smell the nickels.
Bro. A legit first puss I ever went down on.
That was the first one?
First one I ever went down on. I was a sophomore in high school. Bead, literal bead of sweat, like a show on the Nature Channel.
Off the leaf.
Dewy morning spider web. I was
you hear that little whistle like doo doo doo. It's like the Rudy.
I saw my
that Rudy say doo 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 doo.
I saw my mirror ball face. You know, you can see your own face in the tear of sweat.
I'm just imagining you in front of the vagina and then doo 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 doo. And it's that early morning scene and then the little dew of sweat off the vagina.
Tulips are opening everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. She's got a cockatoo on her head.
just out the caca.
I bit the bullet and I kind of what I did was I kind of almost lower forehead upper nose nuzzled into it blow me, and then kind of just got away from there as fast as possible. absolutely reeked and
I'd love to hear what she said to her friends, like, yeah, it's just like he went down with his forehead. You guys do that too, right?
Guys
use their forehead when they go down on you, because at that age you don't know much.
No, and I didn't. It wasn't one of those things like where I was worried about if I did a terrible job.
Yeah.
I knew this was practice.
Yeah, you were.
You know
there,
what I mean? I had sex before I went down on a chick.
Okay, that makes some sense to me.
Yeah, I think you got to be fairly intimate in high school and college with it. Like, a girl's not very go down on me at that age.
Not comfortable.
Now
yet.
It's like.
Well, that's kind of why I am for the bush.
Really?
We're from two sides of the bush. We're sitting on two sides of the hedge, so to speak.
The grass is always greener.
The grass is always... So this is kind of why I'm younger than you are, but not by much.
No.
But I missed Bush.
Wow.
I missed all the Bush years.
I watched it go from complete mega furball to
10-year-old girl.
Down to runway.
Yes, that was
to the triangle.
Uh-huh.
Which I didn't mind that.
A thunderbolt would be kind of cool.
This is
what I'm talking about. Now, the norm. Here's what, in my mind, the norm, and I think we might have done a Bush question early on in this podcast.
It's come up, sure.
It's come up, but I think what my thinking is, when now everyone, the norm is completely bare.
Mm.
So when there's something there, in my mind, it gets me hotter because she has put thought into it, meaning that she's put thought into her things she likes in bed, which means she's more sexual, which means she is actually a more willing partner. So to me, that's the connection
my mind
makes when I say hairy legs. I'm just
that's
okay.
That's the caveat.
I don't know.
Look, I shave my head, right? And I'm 2 days in and I'm already I feel a gross that I didn't shave. I feel like it's long.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like lifts up her sweatpants in the winter and she's ew, and you're like, I'm not grossed out, but if we went on a hot date, I'd be like, I would want to know that you prepared. But that's the thing, the preparation is what gets me hot. One time I hooked up with a girl and it was Edward Scissorhands went down and created a golf ball looking bush.
She was like a rich person's landscape architecture.
Yes, it was
great.
And
that,
I was
that's
like
cool.
And I sat there being like, look at you.
I love that.
Chick brought it.
I love it.
Yeah,
I like
the confidence. I think to me it's more confidence. Yeah,
out of control Bush is just, no way. I mean, come on. In this day and age, I don't need laser, super, ice, black ice looking shit down there, you know? But if just, I don't know, clean it up a bit.
The thought is really what I like. And it's either way. And I think nowadays, that's why I think a bush is kind of hotter.
Yeah.
Because there was thought, but this is my point of view, is there was thought put into it. I don't know, every guy, but I think every guy wants to see, and I think it goes for females as well. I'd love to hear, I think we're going to have some girls on next week. I'd love to hear their opinion. But I know the date. Like, have you ever gone in and been like, I didn't shave my balls for like a month? Like, I'm looking like I have a different size penis right now.
I'm pretty. Seeing that I shaved,
I look
my
like
head,
that worm in those Richard Scarry movie books.
That's amazing. Yeah. I kind of like, since I shave my head, I'm very like,
you're always shaving.
I'm kind of sort of good. I go like a week at the most.
Yeah.
With the dick bush.
If a girl sees me,
I'm a hairy fucking dude.
Me too. And if a girl sees me with a beard, you better believe I haven't been fucking working down low. Okay.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. Like, shaving your head, okay, and not shaving your chest or back or shoulders, and then shaving your dick and balls looks so stupid. So I just shave everything.
Oh, you do think that?
I shave everything.
I see. The thing is, I want to be like, you know, a weak growth on my penis. So like, I don't shave my chest, but I do get my back waxed.
Do you?
I do. Okay. Because this is like a recent thing for me. It just looks cleaner.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like, you know,
when
ridiculous.
You get married, you can have your wife just shave it.
Well, they said to me, this is the Asian woman. I go, so I went and got my back waxed.
Yeah.
And the Asian woman, I kept screaming. Like, it hurts.
It
like,
does hurt.
Fucking.
I've had it done.
So she kept going. She kept laughing. And I was like, is this funny to you? I was like, I said to her, do women scream when they do their vaginas? And she goes, oh, no. And I was like, no, like they're that tough. And she goes, no. They're used to it.
Bullshit.
And she's like, she goes, the longer hairs are when it hurt. And she goes, and then she looked at me and she goes, and here's some advice, some life advice. If you're looking to get your back waxed, if you've ever shaved your back, do not go to waxing because the hair is tougher.
Really?
She's like, you have never shaved your back. She goes, I can tell. In the broken English, I could bring this out. But she was like, I can tell you've never shaved your back. And she goes, that's good. Don't ever shave your back, because then if you come back to waxing, it's going to hurt twice as much.
Now, did you have full sweater, or did you just have like shitty hair
well,
wings?
Well, the reason I got it done, hair wings.
Yeah,
because
had that.
My brother and I lived together. I took my shirt off and I go, how does it look? And he goes, get you got waxed. Hair on your back. And he goes, and I go, how does it look? Because maybe it looks fine. And he goes, patchy.
I don't know how a chick, I don't like, I kind of hate hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's maybe just cause I had to get used to not having hair. I don't mind shaving my head, but I don't like a big, hairy, nasty bush. And if like my girl doesn't shave her legs, I'm kind of like, come on, get your fucking shit together.
Yeah. I think in my
that's
head,
just, I've had chicks not shave purposely and let a little bush grow.
Yeah.
And I like it as like a,
but
the purposely
is kind of
where you're doing it. Cause I want you
we're
to.
Both into that. Because
exactly.
The thing is, when a girl just puts any amount of thought, we think about sex so much.
Constantly.
So when a girl puts a little thought into it and what she likes, we're like, oh, this is great. She's already on our level a little bit. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Hair with Mike Fenoya at Mike Fenoya. MikeFenoya.com. He's got the Jamcast on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Go to digitalvoices.com, comedyvoices.com. Check that out. I always fuck that up. Let's go to the next email. You ready?
Yeah.
Ending my relationship.
Do it.
What's up, Jay Treasy? That's the gayest one we've gotten. Love the podcast. Keep it up. I'm having trouble breaking up with my girlfriend I met at college, who's a 787 wife material master cook.
Wow.
Okay, 787, she's bringing.
That's dope.
But he wants to end it. She does my laundry, makes my breakfast, lunch, dinner, cleans my apartment, will do anything to please me, even bought me a hoverboard. She also does not live with me.
So he's having problems breaking up with her because she sounds awesome.
Yeah, what the fuck? Right? What's going on?
He's having problems losing his maid is what he's fucking saying.
Yeah, really?
This isn't a girlfriend. This
is
a mom. The problem is I moved to my old town to start fresh and didn't ask this chick to move up too. She ended up leaving college and moving up anyway, only living a couple blocks away from me, claiming she's not following me. Long story short, I do not want to stay with this chick because I'm 20 and I just want to hang out with my old friends and mess around with different girls and pursue my goals. How do I end this relationship the nice way? I don't want this girl to do anything crazy to herself, and I know a million other guys who would appreciate all these things more than I do. What do you think?
All right, let's do socks here. So the situation is...
Yeah, let's socks it.
The situation is he wants to do this nicely.
Yes.
He doesn't want it. He could very easily go... options, right?
Yeah.
He could go cheat on her.
Yep.
Which will break her heart.
The options are be a dickhead to your girlfriend while staying with her.
Right.
Yeah.
And just like let her hopefully end it.
Yeah.
Which I've done that a couple times.
Every guy has. We're all pussies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
We've all done the move. Every guy has done the move where he's said to himself, oh, I'll just be a dick.
Yeah. And then she'll
dump me.
Yeah.
That's dudes. You've forgotten one key factors. One key problem. Girls love saying they're in a relationship as much as being in a relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So they are not just going to get rid of this title unless you fucking go and kill a person.
And then you're dealing with a whole other set of neuroses from her. Like,
totally.
All of a sudden, he doesn't like me. What am I doing wrong?
Totally. You fucked her up more than ripping this Band-Aid off. So, okay. So
bad options.
So be a dick.
Rip the Band-Aid off quick. Sit her down. And that the second half of what he wrote in that email.
Yeah.
Was probably the nicest, most genuine thing if he just like said that to her and was like, look, I just kind of want to, like, I'm 20.
If he read this, I'm 20, just want to hang out with my friends, mess around with different girls, and pursue my goals. I just wrote a column actually last week for Total Frat Move. It's called You'll Never Know Why the Relationship Ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of came out of this podcast. We had answered similar questions. I like this question because we've all been in that situation where the girl kind of becomes our mom.
Yeah, totally, dude.
And you get used to these things. So here's what I would do if I'm him.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear what you're saying. You got to have that talk with her. You got to sit her down. And we said this in the past. Listen, buddy, you're not that great.
Mm-hmm.
She will get over it. She'll be better off for having your relationship.
Yep.
And she will be, and you will too.
The one thing that's dicey is like this chick moved to his town.
Hey, yeah, so he feels responsibility.
But that's also kind of really like smothering and weirdly stalky. Like, I mean, wouldn't you? I'm thinking like if you dated in college and you're both going to move to the same town, you'd probably get a place together if you were going to like, you know what I mean?
He's 20 also. But here's what I'm saying.
It's pretty early.
He's
got to
start doing shit for himself.
Yeah, totally.
He's got to start doing all the jobs that she's doing for him and say to her, listen, I want to do this for myself. I got to grow up.
Right.
And that's how you start this breakup.
Sure.
You do yourself. Because take 2 weeks. I'm not saying don't be a dick.
Right.
Because I've been in the situation where I'm like, she fucking does my laundry. How can I lose the laundry? You know? And you're thinking
absolutely.
Like, but dude, go to a laundry place and take it in. It costs fucking $1 a pound.
Oh, you know what too? Like some of the things that she's doing for him, if he just starts doing them, well, in this, let's say we give it a 2 week period.
Yeah.
All of a sudden she comes over thinking I got to do his laundry and the laundry's already folded on the bed. She's going to be like, who did your, and he's gonna be like, oh, I did it.
Yeah.
And like, he just starts to kind of like gradually fizzle her.
Well, this is what
I'm saying. Weird, like kind of slow way.
It's a slow way of saying, here's what she's doing. She's getting her worth of the relationship out of completing these tasks for him.
Right.
So she's saying, oh, I did the laundry. I cooked your food. This is where I'm worth in the relationship.
Right.
She's misplacing.
And we're not seeing the other half. Like, what is she like? Is she like holding that over his head?
That's what I'm saying. So, but it is without saying it. She is, because when girls do these things for you, they're saying, well, I do this, this, and this. I'm a great girlfriend.
Right. Right.
That doesn't mean you're a great girlfriend. That means you're a good mom and maid.
Exactly.
You know, so what is happening now
is she making up for?
Once he takes away these chores and starts acting like a fucking 20-year-old adult.
Yeah, really,
you idiot.
You fucking tool.
Once you start acting like an adult, a relationship isn't exchanging favors.
No.
In a relationship is, I like being with you and you like being with me. So she's saying, well, I do the cooking, the cleaning, so I must be a girlfriend. No, you're not. Maybe you're not mentally stimulating me as a girlfriend, and maybe I'm not mentally stimulating you as a boyfriend.
Right.
So this is where you take away all these tasks. Now you start to see
what's there.
What are we even doing together?
Absolutely.
And she might not realize it, but once you've taken away these tasks, then that conversation becomes a little easy, a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Now it doesn't feel like, hey, let me throw you $100 as a tip, you know, to like get you off my.
Yeah, honestly, he's giving her like Christmas stockings full of like Brillo pads and fucking dryer sheets and shit like that. He should just, if he's in his hometown,
hey, the windows don't look great today.
Yeah, really, here's some Windex. He's in his hometown. If all his boys are there, he can also kind of use them as like a sort of I'm going to hang out with Dave.
Hey, Dave's coming over to help me do my laundry.
We're going to have a dishwashing party.
We're going to do a laundry day. I don't know, but I think you do your own shit. Start taking care of yourself, and then you do an actual breakup face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's... I know she's in your town, and a lot of people are afraid. They're like, well, she moved here for me.
I have a
buddy that just got divorced maybe a year ago, and he was from one place, and then she had moved there to be with him originally. She'll get the fuck out. This girl moved away across the country. This girl will... After a while, she'll blame you, but it's not your fault. You didn't move her there. You didn't convince her to do any of this
shit. And plus, if she's a 787, right? Am I right with that?
Yeah.
She'll be fine. She'll be completely fine.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mike Fenoya at Mike Fenoya on Twitter, MikeFenoya.com. Go find all his dates. Going to be in Providence the 22nd, 23rd of January. Go check him out. So funny. So great. He's got the Jamcast podcast at Jamcast Pod on Twitter. Let's go to another email. You're killing it, man. I love this. I love the socks method.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's going to help people. Cam girl for my boyfriend.
All right. I love it.
Hey, J Train, my boyfriend and I have been dating for a few years now. Started dating in high school together in university now. I'm back home for 4 months on my work term while he's back at school. It's a plane ride, not driving distance. So he's always so all we have is FaceTime. See, this is a girl that isn't saying, how will he get his laundry done?
No. She's saying, how's he going to get off?
How am I going to make sure?
How can I only utilize two dimensions to get his dick hard?
Obviously, we're both horny, but I'm a rookie to the whole video sex thing. How can I be the cam girl goddess for my boyfriend? What are the hottest things a girl can do on camera for a boy? I'm probably at least a 7'7" whatever. I'd say she's a
7'7"
8'8" 9 at this point.
Yeah.
But it's pretty intimidating considering Pornhub exists. Please help me channel my inner porn star. You're the best.
This has nothing to do with porn. If your girl is going to go out of her way to learn, about it.
This is the dairy section and the chip section.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're in the grocery store, but you ain't replacing chips.
No, you're Ben and Jerry's pouring sour cream and onion at this point.
You're not replacing, and even to all the girls out there, your boyfriend's watching porn, and it's not making you less attractive. It's actually making you more attractive.
I would do some research. I would do some of your own research and
go
check
watch
out
some cam girls.
Go look at webcam chicks.
Yeah.
See what you will and won't do.
Yes.
If you're willing to, you know, sit on a fucking log or whatever, go for it. You know?
I totally agree.
You know?
I think you got to go watch tape. You got to be like, you got to be in the film room. You got to be Tom Brady watching the defense.
Did you ever have a chick
that liked to watch
tape with you? Did you ever have a girl that liked?
Never done that before, actually.
That was fun.
How did you do it?
I had a chick who would, we would watch like a webcam chick together.
Oh.
And she would like go down on me and make me watch her, the girl. Like it was like,
really?
She would get off on me getting turned on by this other chick, but she wouldn't have a threesome. So it's like the watching.
No, I like it. It's like a three. It's like a condom threesome.
It's like a two and a half some. You know what I mean? Like it's very weirdly like. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It's great. Yeah.
I think you got to Tom Brady this situation. You got to
watch film.
Tom Brady watches how other quarterbacks play.
That's it. You get up in the morning. You drink 4 raw eggs.
Yep.
Go run with some pit bulls.
Totally.
And then watch some tape. Get in the tape room.
You got to get in the video room. You got to get
wall squats.
Do some film.
Wow.
I also think you got to be forward about it and do it at the right time.
Mm.
These things, the worst thing ever, and this is not sex-wise, not anything, is when someone FaceTimes you when they want to FaceTime.
Mm.
That is the fucking worst. And then you look at your phone, you're like, why is this person doing this to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're wasting my battery. They're wasting... I'm out... I am on a fucking clock right now with this phone that I need to keep at a certain level
of
battery.
Absolutely.
And you're coming in with FaceTime. You need to plan this at the appropriate time. You got to be Tuesday night later in the night. You got to get on his wax schedule.
And you know what else, too, she should do is I think she should, like, like leave a couple little breadcrumbs, like send a sexier pic than you ever have, and yeah. send like a couple of like dirty texts and like lead up to that FaceTime. Because if you think you're novice or new,
totally,
and you lead up a little bit, sometimes the wanting is better than the getting.
Yeah,
you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like
maybe midday, like, hey, yeah. what do you think of this tonight?
Exactly.
And you send like a little nip.
That'll
little
make
nip.
His fucking life.
And it doesn't even have to be a nip. It could just be a pepperoni on the floor.
Pepperonis. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it's you just say it's your nip.
Could be a dog gun.
I think also bringing in the toys in that situation. You know, that's a fun. You know, change of pace
Absolutely.
Type of thing.
Or just like if you're away and you're not used to being away, send a picture of a toy naming it like his dick or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
there
what
you
I mean?
Go.
Like,
these are all good ideas.
I would make a great girlfriend, huh?
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mike Fenoya. @MikeFenoya. Let's go to this one. A broad bachelor pad. What's up, Train? Going to keep this short and sweet. I leave to study abroad in Croatia in a week and a half, and by the grace of Moses, my program gave me the best apartment option they had. Super modern, great location, balcony with ocean view, and no roommates.
Wow.
Man, this is...
Croatia.
This guy's living the fucking... this is the life that Thomas Crown promised us.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's fucking unreal.
This is James Bond.
Yeah, dude.
Shit.
He's living in Jason Bourne's apartment.
I never lived alone before, so I was wondering if you had any tips on creating the best bachelor pad a 20-year-old study abroad student could have. Thanks and keep up the good work.
Wow.
Did you ever study abroad or do anything like that?
I've studied many abroads.
Ah,
we'll be right back.
Boom.
After this. No, I've never. Actually, the only time I was ever out of the country was Jamaica and St. Kitts in the
okay.
West Indies.
So
never...
have you ever lived alone?
Yes.
What would be the best tip for someone that's going to live alone?
Keep your shit clean, dude. Get a hot cleaning lady, number that's... one. Get a hot... I've done that.
Yeah.
I had
Or just have a cleaning lady. I think
but
that's...
a hot one. I bet a Croatian cleaning lady is pretty hot.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Probably costs a nickel.
Yeah, I know, right? Nice, stylish. Get a chick to help you. Meet a chick in school that's hot. Tell her that you're living. I think sometimes like cute honesty is a very nice way to flirt with new chicks.
Totally.
So if you kind of play like dumb, cute dude and be like, hey, you know, I really need help like getting my place together. Do you want to go shopping with me? Do you want to like, and almost use her as like a sexy interior decorator.
Yeah, she's your.
And then you just fuck her on those couches you just bought.
There you go. Well, I think what he's going to have is a pre-furnished type of deal.
You think? Is that
I
it?
Lived abroad. I was.
Is
I,
that what
I did abroad in Florence and I had my own apartment just like him.
Oh.
What they do is they'll set you up. Mm-hmm. In a place. I've lived alone here in New York, and now I live with my brother, but I was living alone, and I lived alone abroad. That was my first time living alone, so I was in this guy's position.
Yeah, I lived alone in Denver for a while, but
I
came furnished.
The advice that I would give, same as you, you underrate cleanliness, because I was living alone on the Upper East Side, and I fucking met this chick. We come back to my place, and it is a disaster.
Yeah.
And she walked in and she was like, no.
No.
I got cock blocked by the fucking dirty.
By dust bunnies.
By dust bunnies. Like, but the dirty apartment. Like, that's how dirty it was.
To
a girl, cleanliness is safety.
If you
it
know
yourself.
It
shows that you know
right.
your shit. And I'm a messy dude. So, like, getting a cleaning lady is a great investment for your cock.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Absolutely.
You bring a girl
dude.
Back to a bedroom that's clean, they're like, oh, this guy's got it together.
100%.
He probably doesn't have herpes.
Yep.
You know, like, all clean, all how you keep your room is how you keep your body.
Perception is reality.
Totally.
So if someone comes in and thinks you're a clean dude and you got like new fresh shit or whatever, they're going to want your dick more.
Totally.
100%.
This girl fucking left. Because of how dirty the apartment was.
Dude, the minute I was living with a chick, we got engaged, we broke it up, she left, I moved to Denver, as she moved back to wherever, and I moved to Colorado, the first thing I did was looked up a cleaning service, because I was the type that, like, I come in, I throw shit around, whatever. I wasn't, like, super dirty, but I didn't really want to, like, fucking vacuum and, like, scrub my toilet,
and
twice a month.
These ethnic people can clean an apartment better than any of us white
Anyone.
Boys can.
I had a beautiful Asian girl cleaning my apartment.
I know, but I'm just saying, and if you're at home right now and you're a college kid or whatever, and you're like, I'm going abroad, I'm not gonna get a cleaning lady. Don't, fine. But no, cleanliness is like number one. Number two, here's the other thing for any guy living alone or any guy in general that's moving into an apartment that wants to fuck chicks, have a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Always have a bottle of wine, because what it does is it cuts the tension.
1,000,000%.
You know, true. You're going back to your apartment to fuck, but there's that one moment where you're like, you're like, what are we going to do? Jump into each other's arms the right. minute we get in here? Like it's fucking some weird rom-com. That's not how it happens. What happens is, hey, want to come over? Yeah, cool. If you're not blackout drunk, it's usually like, I got some wine at my place. Want to come over? You put the weirdness on the wine.
1,000,000%. And also treat your life, treat it like an Uber. Like if you were going to have a hot chick in your car.
Yeah.
Do you have a bottle of water? Is it clean? Is there gas in the car? Be prepared for the best. And then when you come home alone, you're still coming home to a dope place.
Yeah.
If you're a beer drinker, don't just have Guinness in the fridge, or don't just have IPAs.
Yes.
Throw a Corona, a six pack, throw a little bottle of Kettle One and some limes in the fridge, in the freezer.
It's an undersell over deliver situation.
Exactly.
In life,
be prepared.
You want to undersell over deliver. Hey, you want to come back to my place? I live alone. Then they come back. It's clean.
Yeah, you got
and
sushi.
You got wine, and they're like, oh, he over delivered.
Yeah.
And I will get this advice has served me. I learned it when I was first working. Undersell, over deliver in every situation, and people will always walk away impressed. And that wine, don't be fucking cheapo.
Yeah,
you can buy cheap wine, but get ready. It's like when you get Chinese food and there's the leftovers, but you want to stay healthy the rest of the week.
Yeah,
throw those away.
That's right. Absolutely.
Throw it away. Don't worry about the money that you spend on the Chinese food. Worry about your body.
Exactly.
So with the wine, don't worry about the extra wine. Don't try and pour it back in the bottle. Throw it away. Leave it out. You're throwing that shit away. Take care of your body. Get blown.
Yeah, totally. And you know what? You're in a different country. Go buy some weird, unique, different country shit.
Yeah.
And make it seem like you're very like
you knew some shit.
Yeah.
Ask the wine guy some questions. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mike Fenoya. Doing a fucking great job. We got one more email. We're going to do one more.
Let's do it.
This one is I opened it randomly just as we started because we're going to go through some ones that I had backlogged.
Okay.
This one's pretty wild, I'm going to say.
Let's do it.
Soldier and Frat Star, Eiffel Tower is the name of it.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever done that? That was a knowing yes, knowing ah.
Give me what's the modern definition of the Eiffel Tower?
One guy in the back, one guy in the front. I mean, I guess a girl, I don't know, a girl can't do that.
No. But,
maybe if they sit on the guy's face and then one's riding you, I guess.
We like to be a female forward podcast, so.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure that everything could translate.
I've never done a two dude, one chick thing.
Never. Me neither.
No, I have no interest.
There's a lot of guys who are like, I guess the only reason you do it is for the high five.
Yeah,
it's a long way to go for a high five.
Yeah.
What's up, J Train? Started listening to your podcast with my team sergeant in the office, thinking we would hate it, but way to go, making some war-torn 23-year-old soldiers laugh our fucking ass hairs
off.
Thank
you for your service,
but
guys.
But I digress. Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you for your service. There's so many military people that listen to this podcast and I get Snapchats from, and it's the coolest.
That's awesome.
I'm so pumped that they like this. So he writes, this is the dilemma. My best friend is in what he describes a lower moderate frat, but aggressively climbing the ladder to top tier frat status.
Jesus Christ.
So he writes, and he invited me down for a long weekend to go out to 6th Street. So he was at Austin. Mm-hmm. Fun time? Fuck yes, no brainer. What I thought would be a great time, and don't get me wrong, it was. We complimented each other flawlessly all night, but we had a side conversation and decided to Eiffel Tower a 10293. So
wow.
He's actually using the system that we created as a joke, where we have country code for will she blow you or not.
Okay.
Well, he's a military man.
He is working on different.
So 10 face.
So I'm guessing she blows you because she does the Eiffel Tower. 2 face. 9 body, 3 personality.
Wow.
I've seen, this exists.
Two face, 9 body, I've seen. 3 personality?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Got it. Okay.
He wrote sophomore, who we now refer to as Animal Style.
Of course.
Animal Style. Dude's nicknames for chicks are always
amazing,
hilarious. He writes in hashtag.
It's like borderline skateboarder movie names.
He also writes hashtag meaty asshole.
Ooh.
How does a 9 body then? Okay, if you can't orally rate a woman, she's not a woman you need in your life. Okay, I don't know.
Weird.
We just went to his life mottos, but okay. Yeah, thank really. You for writing it.
Thanks so this, for your page a day
so
calendar. Writes,
so this is my problem. Got my monthly test yesterday and hadn't had sex unprotected before this night, 2 weeks ago. Found out I have HPV, big G, and the small C.
Oof. Okay.
I don't have to take a test to find out if I have the small C.
Small C.
Small cock?
Small is that, cock. No, yeah, you do yours every day.
What is that, chlamydia?
I've had, yeah, oh my God. I had to get a chlamydia test. Prior to, have you ever had to, were you ever tested?
I've been tested, I get like a yearly test.
The Q-tip in the dick hole?
Oh, I've never had that.
Worst thing I've ever, right before I moved to Colorado, I fucked a
chick. Is it because you were burning?
No, dude. A girl called me that I had fucked like right before I went to Denver, and she goes, I hate to I hate to tell you this, but
what
you,
a bad call.
You or two other dudes, one of you gave me chlamydia, and if it was you, fuck you, and
can
if
you
it
get
wasn't
rid of
you,
it?
I'm very sorry. And I'm like, I'm like, what are you talking? I'm like, I don't have chlamydia. There's no way. So I have to go. I literally just moved to Denver, and I have to go find a walk-in clinic.
Oh, God.
And the doctor, the way they tested me is they like grab
they have to
your
go
dick.
Inside, yeah.
They grab your dick like it came off a grill, and they're about to put it in a bun, and they squeeze it, and they go in with a Q-tip and swab the inside of your dick hole. And I was like,
I think I'm going to leave here and get tested right
this
now.
Is fucking unreal. And I didn't have it, so I had. I was able to make the call back and be like, fuck you, bitch.
The
like,
most triumphant
the
call.
Most gratifyingly drunk. Like, I took the test and then went and got wasted. So I'm guessing little C, because the big C would probably be cancer.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, as a message to everybody, go get tested.
Yeah,
go
dude,
do
please.
That.
Yeah.
Are we talking like full-size Q-tips? Why can't they make smaller Q-tips for just this occasion?
I don't know if it was like, I honestly, it might have been a smaller swab. It was one of those like, you know, doctor
it's one of those,
ones, the long, yeah. Like when they, like the tongue, when they check you for strep throat. They went in like that.
I feel like this is like the answer. You know when they're like, don't put anything in your ear that's bigger than your elbow? And then you're like, and then you hold up a Q-tip and you're like, why would they even make it this size?
Exactly.
And then you have a doctor look, you can go, penis?
Penis hole.
Penis hole.
The little C test.
So this dude
had a rough fucking, he got the hat trick.
I guess so. It was a spur of the moment thing, but my best friend also hooks up with my sister.
No.
And getting more exclusive with her every day. So he Eiffel Towered a girl with his buddy,
yep.
Who also is getting serious with his sister.
Amazing.
This guy has a level of dudeliness for his friends that I've never seen before, but to each his own.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with it because who else would I want to date my sister?
Well, but some fucking some diseased fucking animal.
How do I play this so that my sister doesn't get half the letters of the alphabet and my boy doesn't look like a scrub for having one night of fun? Thanks for the help. Can't wait to hear this on your podcast.
Well, congratulations.
Name. Well, welcome.
And I'm sorry.
Welcome our new listeners.
Yeah, honestly.
Such a great email.
Good Lord.
How does he break the news around?
You don't have a sister, do you?
No.
I have two.
Okay.
Family first, brother. I'm sorry. You can't let your...
Well, you could get your family via the friend. Here's what you do.
I think this is a tough one.
He goes first to the friend. He goes, go get tested right away. Don't hook up with my sister until you get tested.
He's definitely fucked her sister since.
You say to him, have you fucked... You got to have an open... Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're cool with your buddy like this, doing what he's doing...
You totally go friend first.
You go friend first because then you can... This is like, you know, you're stopping the brigade.
Yeah, totally.
You have to stop the carrier.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like the first monkey.
That's it. Yeah, I was just about to say, you got to cage the monkey.
Yeah, you got to cage
before it bites
the carrier
your sister.
Monkey before it attacks your fucking sister.
Poor sister.
So you got to go to your buddy first and be like, hey, man, tested. Go get tested. I just found out I got all this fucking shit from that whore.
Jared, does this dude know he got it from her?
That's a thing.
We don't know
where he got it. I'm assuming, you know, since he's a military guy, may, you know, go off into...
He's getting lots of puss, I'm
He's going
guessing.
To Kazakhstan to a... in Star Wars where they have the aliens playing. This is where I imagine every bar that a soldier goes to. they're playing. You got the alien bar. He's just walking in, picking
they're
up chicks.
Feeding a 2-2-2 fucking cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I would be.
See, I figured out the math.
He's off the grid, man. Go
I know,
out. I would be fucking every... Fucking weird thing in every country.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm saying he's got to go to his buddy first, be like, listen, I got all this shit. I don't know if it's from that middle that tower, yeah. But I need you to go get checked out.
From that support beam that we fucking...
I need you to go get checked out. I'm not going to tell my sister, but you got to promise me you're going to stay away from my sister until you get checked out and you make sure you're clean. If you're not clean, you need to get the medication and stay away from my sister until you are. And that's the move, because and if your sister and if your sister, you got to, and then what you do is you keep tabs on your sister. You know when you like keep in touch with a girl that you hooked up with, cuz you're like you're like making sure that she gets her period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Yeah.
So you got to kind of do the same thing with your sister. Be like, who are you hanging out with tonight? You got to like be a little bit extra interested.
Absolutely.
And if she's like, oh, I'm hanging out with your buddy, you know, we're getting pretty serious. Listen, that's when you have to bite the bullet and tell your sister.
Yeah,
but
you don't want to throw your buddy under the bus. But at the same time,
you do as much as you can until you know with the sister. I think that's the
I would let your buddy do as much of throwing himself under the bus as possible, because you never know. Your sister and him may have like an open relationship. You don't know how big of a freak your sister is.
Yeah, I just think you go to the carrier monkey first.
Yeah, just cage the monkey, bro.
And then you stay a little bit too attentive to your sister. Mm-hmm. What are you doing tonight? What'd you do last night?
We don't talk enough, sis.
Yeah, how's school going?
Your pee burning?
Yeah, what's going on?
Your clit swollen?
You ever thought about the effects of HPV on a woman?
Yeah, I got you these pamphlets.
Yeah, it's tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Mike Fenoya, thank you for coming on.
Oh, dude, anytime, man. This was great. Went way too quick.
This was fantastic.
Anytime you want to have me back, dude.
We're
going to
do some hypotheticals, some shout-outs, and the news. Go follow Mike. Support Mike at Mike Fenoya on Twitter. He's an awesome comic. He's like one of these... one of these rookie cards I keep talking about. You're going to be one day, you're going to be like, I got that. I knew him when.
Nah, thank you.
So
I
you're going to
at
Mike Fenoya at MikeFinoia. Go check him out, MikeFinoia.com. We'll be right back with some shout outs, hypotheticals in the news.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own beat, so you got to leave.
Hey guys, welcome back. Mike, thank you for doing those emails with us. That was awesome.
Such a blast.
Socks.
Situation, options, consequences, and solutions.
Write
guys.
That
Use
down,
it.
People.
Use
Write
it.
That fucking down. That's great.
Yeah.
At Mike Fenoya on Twitter, MikeFinoya.com. See all his dates. Going to be in Rhode Island the 22nd, 23rd of January. Go check him out.
And Jared, before we move on, you are going to be on Jamcast.
Yes, I'm going to be on Jamcast.
My podcast is all about music. I interview people about their lifelong love affair with music. It's called Jamcast.
And I am a music novice, to say the least. So
we turned.
We turned. You turned.
But you'll be next Friday, so stay tuned, everybody.
Go subscribe to his podcast. Also, all of you guys listening, I'm so excited when you send me Snapchats of you listening. It's so cool. JTrain56 on Snapchat. Also, what I need you to do is, if you're not already, subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe. I mean, some of you listen on SoundCloud or on Android or whatever you're listening on. iTunes is really something that floats these boats. So would love for you to go subscribe to that. Also, you can go to my website, see all my dates, jtraincomedy.com. That's jtraincomedy.com. I'm going to be coming to some colleges. I'm coming out to Buffalo in March. So if there's any schools out in the Buffalo area that want me to come, email my college booking manager, harryschmuckler@gmail.com, HarryShmuckler, harryschmuckler@gmail.com, so I can come to your school. I'm also going out west, so if anybody wants me to come, just email that guy. Also, we're here on Comedy Voices. So you're going to go to comedyvoices.com and check out their website. They got all the podcasts, including the Jamcast. They're all there. So you can add it to your portfolio of podcasts. And Mansamp, you're here.
Yes,
thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
At Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday, along with this one on Fridays.
Yep.
You had a small announcement to make before we get into the shout-outs.
Yeah, I just wanted to put something out to the TFM listeners. This kid, Timo Hernandez, who listens to this podcast, listens to the Mandatory Samson podcast, he's emailed me a bunch of times.
It's an insane story.
It's a crazy story. He sent me an email the other night with a link to a news story, and he was like, you got to read this crazy shit that happened to me. You know, maybe you could mention this on the podcast. He's got a GoFundMe going, and I'll explain what that's for. He was the victim, him and his mom, of a home invasion. These two guys who were apparently posing as cops. Break into his house, or like come to his house, get in, have them at gunpoint. They kick his mom. They're hitting them. They pistol whip him in the face. They bring him into a back room in his house, gun to his head.
Oh my God.
Turns out he just has his dad's like hunting rifle back there that he was just planning on refinishing it.
Yeah.
Just happened to be back there. Fights off the guys, shoots them both.
What?
Kills both of the
kills
guys.
Kills them.
Murdered them.
Yeah. Well, and self defense.
Wow.
Yeah. Gets himself out of the situation. His mom is so freaked out about this whole thing. She has a heart attack. It's like
and this was in the news?
Yeah, it was
Where's
in Georgia. This is in Georgia. This is in Georgia. So he sent me a link. It's like a CBS.
What?
Oh my God.
News story. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Is his mom
a hero?
Well, he really is. He saves
us. He's a hero TFM podcast listener.
And mandatory Sam's podcast listener. Yeah.
I like how we made this about
phenomenal job, dude.
Yeah, but yeah, his
fight or flight, bro.
Oh, right. My so God. His mom had surgery because of the heart attack and everything. So now he's got a bit of medical bills. So
this
he has
is like a movie.
Sell that shit to
it's
Netflix.
Unbelievable.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
So he's got a GoFundMe set up. So
what is the GoFundMe?
The GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com EGJKSCBS. Right?
What did what did those murderous cops make the shittiest?
I think the news set it up for him. GoFundMe.com.
They're like, before we murder you, while we have this gun on you, we're going to create the worst GoFundMe page
honestly
link ever.
I know. One more time. And then
that's like a cop calling in a license plate over a CB. It's like Edward Jacob, Echo, Whisper.
GoFundMe.com/ EGJKSCBS.
Okay, so if you got that, but what can they Google to find this story?
Badass.
What's his name?
Motherfucker.
Timo Hernandez.
Timo Hernandez, Georgia murder. Google that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm sure it'll come up.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm
trying, honestly, from that.
I know that if I'm listening, I'm like, I don't know what that. So
no, it's a legitimate story.
I mean,
yeah,
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Good for him.
Dude, I'm happy you're okay. Hopefully he's listening right now from the hospital.
Absolutely.
Or some
well,
shit?
Yeah. I mean, I told him I was going to probably bring it up on this. It'll be on my podcast.
Yeah,
so.
He's listening to it while getting blown by every mother on the block. Way to go, man. Congratulations.
Let's do some shout outs. Wow. These are some other shout outs from people that didn't almost get killed. in a prank war with a friend, her last prank was throwing a burrito at me, yelling, "Gotcha." She deserves a tons of dicks and shit, so blow up that girl's phone. Their Snapchat is Brielle_213, Brielle_213.
Yeah, make sure all these people are of legal age.
Yeah,
you're not gonna be sending them anything
sure
crazy.
Hey, J-Train, loving the podcast. Gets me through the cubicle life. My good buddy is leaving for basic for the Navy this week. And since he won't be getting any for a while, some tits may help him out. He's still a fuck, so shits are welcome as well. Send all snaps to J-Cott with two T's, J-Cott, for a nice send-off. Oh, tell him thank you for his service.
Yeah, support our troops with your tits.
Have you seen DJ Khalid's Snapchat? Well, if you haven't, you got to see it. It's hilarious. I'm pretty sure he has an IQ of 80. Anyways, my friend created a Twitter account that will tweet out whatever he posts a funny snap with what he said in the snap. Please follow the account by texting at DJ Khaled Alerts. So at DJ Khaled Alerts, because it has all the major keys to success. Okay. Send my boy Tyler Layer some fat cocks and shits. Tyler LAYER on Snapchat. Hey, J Train. Please shout out my roommate. His drunk ass pissed all over the carpet in my room when we were home over break. It would really feather my nuts if his Snapchat blew up with shits and dicks. No tits. Isaac_Green. ISAAC_Green. So go find those people. Go find those animals.
Yeah.
Let's do some would you rathers. You ready?
Let's do it.
Jay Twinkie. Hmm. More of a personal hypothetical for you, but would you rather have to give up all dating apps or not have your butthole licked or not be able to receive butthole licking?
Was this based on the last episode?
This is based on the last episode. This is because I admitted that it feels like a bidet with a brain.
Brain dead.
What do you think? No dating apps or no butthole licking?
I would go no butthole licking.
I think that I go no dating apps.
Yeah, I mean, I just got engaged, so I'm going without the dating apps.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I played hypothetical not married, dude.
Well, I will say this.
And I kiss my wife, so no butt licking.
Sure. Well, there's mouthwash for that. But I'll say this. I think the dating apps can be distracting. I think I think sometimes you lose sight of the, you're not seeing the forest through the trees.
I met my wife on a dating app.
What app?
Farmers Only.
Oh, yeah.
Match, actually.
You can meet a pig online.
Whoa!
Boom!
Bang. Farmer's daughter. No, Match, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, see, these things can work, but I think they can work in the privacy of your home. And then when you go out, I'll be at bars and I'll be like, why am I swiping right
now? No, just go talk to someone.
I'm literally living in Tinder.
Right.
I'm living in Bumble. So let's go to the next one. Would you rather have to quick? I don't like this one. Came up with this one while I was in the middle of grading, middle of teaching sixth graders about the abundance of life in the ocean. Yeah, I'm a post-grad teaching middle school science to kids in inner city Phoenix, but some of the moms are just hot enough to get me through the day.
Yeah.
Would you rather once a day have a sneeze that explodes snot, boogers everywhere, leaving you helpless, except to cover your face and find the nearest Kleenex towel, old shirt, etc. Or once a week, have a fart that is definitely more than just a fart, leaving you wonder, can anyone else smell this? Do I have to throw away these MeUndies? You don't know when these will happen. You just have to deal with it. Thanks. Love the show. Bring your comedy to Arizona. What do you guys think? A snotty sneeze or a messy fart?
One or the other. Would I rather have... I'd rather have the fart.
Yeah. No, I was going to go completely the other way.
Nice.
Because the possibility of cleaning up the snot is
Here's,
way higher
I'll tell you
than
a story.
The shit problem.
I'll tell you a story. And I've never forgotten this my entire life. I was in fifth grade, okay? My teacher, she's probably dead now, so I can say her name.
I mean, whatever. Just make up a name. It doesn't matter.
Well, she's over 18, so.
Yeah.
My teacher was, she was this hard-ass teacher. First lesbian I ever met.
Wow. Okay.
She dated our gym teacher.
I was going to say, oh, that's great.
And we all knew. It was the first time you met a live-and-breathing lesbian.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't hot. It was just, whoa.
It's not like in the movies.
We knew it was different.
Yeah, no, it was fucking
no, it is not
Gardner
like
lesbian.
Yeah, so I remember the gym teacher kind of looked like, what's the guy in Horrible Bosses?
Jason Sudeikis?
No, the other guy.
Charlie Day.
Charlie Day.
The other guy.
Jesus.
He's famous.
Ed Helms? No, that's a different
Google
movie.
Jason
Bateman.
Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman.
From the Hogan family.
She looked like Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
And
oh, wow.
My teacher looked like...
Yeah, he actually was the most lesbian-looking one out of the three. I don't know.
Yeah, he had fluffy
yeah.
hair.
Yeah.
And my teacher looked like Bebop and Rocksteady, like a cross between
nice,
them.
Nice, nice.
So I remember she was a hard ass though. She wasn't one of those lipstick lesbians. She was gonna fucking call you out and shit. But I like she was like the principal in Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah,
strict,
she shovels
strict,
her own
strict,
snow.
Strict but fair.
Yeah.
Okay. And I remember my buddy shovels her own snow. I remember my buddy sneezed, and it sneezed so bad one day that the snot went from his nose to the desk and attached
what?
Like a foot long.
Wow.
And he sat there like, what do I do? What do I do? And I remember the teacher going, clean it up! She got so
That's awesome.
Fucking angry. And
wow.
Everyone was laughing hysterically. This is fifth grade.
How dare she get that angry?
I'm
at him?
30
what do you
years
want
old.
Do?
I remember this like it was yesterday.
Right. That's hilarious.
She got so fucking angry because it was so... Because now, as a teacher... I can understand this. You're trying to avoid germs at every fucking turn.
Sure.
Right.
So she sees that and is like, oh my God, that's fucking ground zero of me getting a cold and missing a day and losing a sick day.
Right.
She freaks out. He's sitting there for like 5 minutes, like, what do I do with all this snot? Like, you
wow.
know, like, it's so much booger that he can't fucking do anything about
no,
it.
Of
We're
course.
All laughing. So that is why. I'm going with messy poop, messy fart
yeah.
over messy snot because that is something you can personally deal with in your head instead of having everyone else see.
As an adult, have you shit your pants?
Yes,
yeah.
Four times.
Four times? Okay.
Four times as an adult. Three times. No, three times as an adult. Three.
I've done it twice.
When do you remember any of them?
Yeah, I do. I was out to breakfast with my parents after a long night of doing car bombs.
Okay.
And I was on my way walking to the car.
Yeah.
And I fart. And I shit all over my pants, and I had to drive home standard. I had to drive a stick shift
oh,
home.
Oh no!
It was the best core workout
oh,
ever.
Oh my god!
I was somehow
yeah.
doing like legs and driving, but my ass never touched the seat of the car.
Oh, my god.
It was amazing. And then one time, hungover as fuck after I had a job doing construction at UConn during
yeah.
the summer. I stayed up there, and I shit in a bucket.
Yeah,
like during work because there was no
shit in a bucket.
And then I, when I was, I thought I was done, and I was
like a real day laborer,
fart, ripped one more fart, and
shit all over myself and just went home and fucking, I was like, sick day. And I literally left my car, ran through campus with a fucking shitty ass. Day. It was amazing.
Sick day, and then leaving. I'll tell one of the three. I think I told one of them before about bid acceptance. I shit myself. I also shit myself. I went to BC to party with my buddy Big Cat, and I was at BC partying, and we went to this bar that I think is closed down now, but it was a famous bar called Mary Ann's. Everyone called it Scary Ann's because people get fucked up. So we would go there, and I remember waking up with a shit in my underwear, but I was still hammered. So like in my mind, I was like, fuck it. And I went and took off my underwear and put my pants back on. But instead of like throwing away the underwear, like I was so drunk that I thought, oh, I got to bring this underwear home. So I went home.
Right. With shitty underwear?
With shitty underwear. I was on break from school. So I go home to my mom and dad's house. I get to my house. I figure this is like this kid who should grow up and do his own laundry.
Yeah.
This is kind of, I see eye to eye with him because it's like tough to lose that person doing laundry. I get back to my house. My mom answers. I knock at the front door. My mom answers the door. She's like, oh, you smell like shit. And she, I was like, yeah, I got too drunk. She was like, okay, go to bed. So I go upstairs to my room and but before I go to my room, I just go to the laundry room and I just put the underwear. I don't know why. I was so hammered.
Was it
a
big hearty shit or was it a little squirt?
It was just a mess of shit. On the back of the, so I go put in with all the other dirty
don't
underwear.
Don't you love your mother?
You son of a bitch.
I don't know why I did this. This is how lazy I am. Like I have a laziness issue. So then I was like, I went back to bed. I woke up like a couple hours later and I went in our computer room. We had like, you know, you have the computer room in the house. So I was in the computer room and my mom was having, my brother was a captain of the football team at the time. And my mom was having a meeting with all the other captains' mothers. And while she's having the meeting, she's like doing housework, you know, around this meeting. And then I hear my mom go with these moms in the in the kitchen going, Jared, what'd you do to your underwear? Jared. That's amazing. Like, and I'm so embarrassed because these moms are probably like, what the fuck is wrong with your 21-year-old son? And I'm going, and she goes, you got that shitty underwear. And it's just yelling from the other room. So yeah, that happened. So tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Send in if you want shout outs or hypotheticals. Just title it hypothetical or shout out and I'll read it on the air. Let's do one news story. We got time for one, right?
Yeah, let's just... All right. Ted Cruz or Rob Gronkowski? What do you want?
Gronk.
Gronk.
Yeah, I'm always going to choose Gronk. Yeah.
You're gearing up for the big game.
We've got a big game this
weekend.
Let's
go Broncos.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've got to erase the podcast. We've got a Broncos fan on here. No, let's hear it.
Patriot hater.
This person, Patty Wynette on Twitter, tweeted at Gronk. She goes, heard the Denver Broncos are going to hit Rob Gronkowski in the knees to bring him down, Patriots. Be careful. Don't want to see him hurt again.
Yeah.
Gronk read this and responded, heard their whole team is good at giving low blows with like a little winky face.
So awesome.
Wow.
He is the athlete we would all be. I said this about Johnny Manziel a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it about Gronk. He's so, what I like about Gronk is that he's made a hateable team like the Patriots in general to most people. You can't hate Gronk.
No, you know
can't.
What? Johnny, if there was a fire and I had to save Manziel or Gronk, I'm saving Gronk.
Yeah,
I would step on Manziel's head. And I hate the Patriots.
And that's the thing. Yep. Gronk is so likable. He's so fun.
He's a fucking goof.
Have you ever seen the video when the person said something? There's a person interviewing him in the locker room, and then they just say one of the stats that they reference had 69 in it. And he hears 69, and you just see his face go, like, do like a, whoa! Yeah. Like he just like kind of smirks at the number. Like, he's smirking at 69.
Yeah.
He's everything you assume he is. I just love, you can always tell when an athlete or a famous person's dishonest.
Right.
Honesty gets me going.
No,
man.
I'm with you when a million. That's what I like about him. And that's why I like.
He's honestly just a doof.
Yeah. Him and JJ Watt are two dudes that like I would just love to hang with.
So we,
you know what I mean?
I totally agree. My buddy Hair of the Dog, we've talked about Hair of the Dog on this podcast
Of course,
before.
Yeah.
It's a bar in New York City that all of you should go
great
to.
Great bar.
Fun time.
Great bar.
Great for, if you're listening to this podcast, you'll love that bar. So Gronk showed up at the bar once.
No shit.
And my buddy that owns the bar, who we've had, Benjo, he's been on this podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, Gronk, what's happening? He's like, what's up, man? And he's
just an animal.
Just an animal. He's there drinking pitchers. And so all of a sudden he said that Gronk just starts setting up beer pong tables. Like his own. Like making them out of out of stools. Like exactly what you would think Gronk would do. Like, oh, we want beer pong? I'll make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And he's like, and my buddy goes up to him, he's like, and he's rearranging all the chairs and tables in my buddy's bar. And my buddy's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I want to play beer pong. He's like, okay, we'll set it up for you.
Grok want to play beer pong.
Grok want beer pong. Yeah, exactly.
Grok want beer pong
and,
now.
And then he goes, sets up the table, and all of a sudden, Grok just, it's the end of the night, and Grok just throws 100 at him and leaves.
That's it?
And he goes, he didn't even ask for a tab.
Right.
He just assumed. He goes, and I go, he doesn't know how much it costs. He just made up his own payment.
$100?
He just was like, here's 100, and then left. Like, my buddy was like, of course we would have fucking taken money off his bill. Like, we wouldn't have charged Gronk just for him being there. Getting a picture with him alone is cool.
If Gronk, I'm throwing another zero on that. Well, I'm giving him $1,000.
It just shows you how he doesn't know. He's just a dude.
He's such a fucking puddle.
He's just going bar to bar drinking and throwing 100 on his way out. Yeah, he just doesn't even think.
He's like a polite hurricane.
Yes.
That's literally like the Wolf of Wall. Those are just fun coupons for Gronk. He doesn't know. He's like, I have enough. I don't know.
What's a check? I don't know what that means.
Word getting out around town that Gronk hung out there made that guy tens of thousands.
Exactly. Well, also the fact, it's just so funny to me that he's just like, Gronk has never looked at a waiter and been like, check please.
No, of course.
He's
never.
He's like, he's just like, here, this is what I pay.
He just takes crumbled hundreds and he's just like, you do.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Mike Fenoya, thank you for coming
on. Thank you, brother. Anytime.
Go find Mike on Twitter @MikeFenoya, MikeFenoya.com. Also, the Jamcast podcast. Go check it out on Stand Up New York Labs Network. Chris, thank you for coming, bringing the news, doing
absolutely
hypotheticals.
Thanks, man.
@ManSamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson every Friday. I'm Jared Fried, JTrain56 on all platforms. Please follow, support. We're here every Tuesday.